Good morning, Oroville and the world. It is Friday, March 16th. Partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. It's a high of 31 degrees with a heat index of 35. Winds from the east-southeast at 5 to 25 kilometers an hour. It's breezy. This evening, it'll be partly cloudy with fog overnight, a low of 25, with winds from the south-southeast at 5 to 20 kilometers an hour. Announcing a wind solar hybrid installation workshop. This 5-day course includes the final assembly of a small wind turbine and the installation of the equipment on a rooftop in Oroville. It will be added to an existing solar array, transforming it into a solar wind hybrid system. It will be mostly hands-on, practical, with a small amount of theory. The workshop begins Monday, March 19th. There is limited space, so reservations are required. For more information, please contact Jorge at 978-6296-441. A one-hour presentation of Bharatanatyam classical dance is being offered in Tamil, Sanskrit, and Telugu with simultaneous projected translations in English. Projected images of Ashwini's oil paintings mirror the dance items to enhance the sensual experience of all present. Saturday, the 24th of March, 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas. How can we become greater swimmers in the river of life, improve conditions for empowering our health potentials and health resources? Salutogenesis. Salutogenetic communication is a tool for work in therapy, caregiving, and coaching. The goal is to create an applied science group on the practical questions of how to empower our physical, intellectual, environmental, social, emotional, and spiritual health. The andragogic approach will be applied to share knowledge. Meetings will be held every Tuesday from 3 to 5 p.m., April 3rd to 27th, to discuss and enjoy healthy communication. Registration will be after the initial presentation on the 27th of March. No special health experience or knowledge is necessary for participating. Please contact AV Health Services and ask for Miriam. Phone 262-2425. The University of Human Unity Seminar announces a roundtable discussion with Professor Makarand Paranjape on transhumanism with perspectives from science and spirituality. Transhumanism arises out of the tradition of scientific progressivism predicated upon the faith in the capacity of science and technology to transform the human condition. Aging, disease, even death are no longer seen as intractable. Instead, advances in biomedicine and cybernetics are supposed to render these signs of mortality obsolete, besides enhancing human capacities to unimaginable heights. One of the questions is whether transhumanism, which promises to produce superhumans, will actually end up creating monsters. Sri Aurobindo and the mother advocate integral yoga, while the former do not stop short of recommending that human beings turn themselves into chip and circuit-enhanced cyborgs. Saturday morning, 10 a.m., the 24th of March, at Unity Pavilion. Words of the Mother. For nearly 40 years, behind the holy good, I was weakly in constitution. I suffered constantly from the smaller and greater ailments and mistook this curse for a burden that nature had laid upon me. When I renounced the aid of medicines, they began to depart from me like disappointed parasites. Only then did I understand what a mighty force the